Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Final hour of Better Woods on a Thursday, broadcasting live from the Home Loan Arranger Studio at 97.3 The Fan. Don't put your loan in danger. Call the Loan Arranger. Our buddy Eno Saris is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, actually in town, getting set for a meetup. Is it tonight or is it
tonight.
Tomorrow?
Tonight. It is tonight.
For baseball fans who enjoy Eno's work and had to have him on the air when he's in town.
Absolutely.
For sure, Woods. Got a round of report coming up momentarily as well, but I did want to... I know you love these PR emails. They make me shake my head sometimes, and I saw this one pop into my inbox in our last segment. And I thought, do we need to schedule Dr. Julie Gatza for an interview on the topic, flatulence and aging, what's normal and what's cause for concern?
More like Julie Gassa, am I right?
I've got a whole list of of foods that cause potential gas.
Lay it on me.
Beans, as you know. You knew that one already. Mm-hmm. Vegetables such as broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts.
I'm safe there.
Fruits, pears, apples, and peaches.
Safe.
Whole grains like whole wheat and bran.
I'm in on that.
Soft drinks and fruit drinks.
Ooh.
Dairy, milk products, cheese, ice cream.
We've known all this. This is not groundbreaking.
Foods containing sorbitol like sugar-free candies and gum can also cause gas. There are
devoting your whole life to gas.
It says here some experts do believe that as you get older, you pass gas more because your metabolism slows down. The food sits longer in your digestive system.
Yes,
creating more gas.
Makes sense, right? Stands to reason. Metabolism slows down. Food rots in your gut. I try to drink a probiotic every now and then, Ben, to break it down. I eat a lot of yogurt.
That's good.
Mine has been much better than it used to be. I eat much better than I used to.
I even have a whole list of sample questions. If we did the interview, there's sample questions. We didn't even have to come up with our own questions.
Well, here's the interesting thing is, so that email's blasted out to thousands of shows. Who's the show that's like, yeah, book her. Get her. And is she, here's the problem, I would book her. I would want to talk to her. But I'm going to do bits with you. You can't come on and be serious
this. Can we do this whole serious interview? Doctor, at what point is flatulence considered excessive? That's one of the suggested questions.
Well, for me, there's no limit. For my wife, it's one. It's one. One
it's
flatulence.
It's excessive when it's someone else.
Correct. Correct. My son. Oh, I don't want to embarrass him. Just did. Yeah, it's little kids. It's gnarly. It's gnarly. Like, it's just something you live with. My wife's in for it. Three boys, like, she's done. The rest of her life, she's going to be surrounded by it. And I think it's hysterical. And so do my kids. Blame it on the other person. It's the best bit. It's one of the best bits of fatherhood. It's like, Bo, come on. That wasn't me. I'm like, yeah, come on. It's the best bit. It's like one of the best things about fatherhood is that. But I don't know. I mean, I just, there is a morning show somewhere that's like, hey, Booker, I'm in.
This is a big scoop. We're going to get this.
Yeah, this is huge.
I mean, maybe there's like a health and wellness station. Like, we're San Diego's number one sports station. Maybe Toledo's number one health and wellness station is booking Dr. Julie Gatza immediately to talk about flatulence.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, with that, why don't we get to today's edition of the Rindle Report.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. All right. You guys have been thinking about it. I think I've got an athlete, a local college athlete in mind who we could sponsor. I think he'd be down.
So, yeah, we talked about this earlier with the new NIL rules going into effect here on July 1st. College athletes, scholarship athletes can now do endorsements, you know, accept money or trade in exchange for their, you know, like a tweet or, you know, an appearance, whatever. So that means the Ben and Woods show can sponsor our own college athlete and they can, you know, tweet how much they love us and maybe even talk about us, you know, a non-official school functions. You can't do it like in an official school function. You have to be separate.
So. I can't throw a Ben and Woods sticker on their back as they're playing whatever game.
You cannot. They have to wear their officially licensed gear from
the
school.
That's fair.
Like, for instance, the example was given, hey, say you love Kawhi Leonard, so you want New Balances, but if your school, like SDSU, is a Jordan brand school, you wear New Balances all you want, you know, on your own time. But when you're there
you gotta wear the
representing
Jordans.
The school, you got to wear the Jordans.
That makes sense because the schools,
they've got their own deals.
Yeah, they're gonna get theirs first.
That seems fair. I'll keep you in the loop though. I'm gonna reach out to him.
Good.
His dad's a tier one. I know that.
So I love it.
If he's listening, he knows who he is because I coached his son.
Baseball.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a great idea. I'm all for it. You know, I love to throw money around. Willie.
College baseball season. Ended yesterday,
Damn
so
it.
The timing might not be ideal to sponsor a baseball player.
If he's coming back next year, though, we can get a, you know,
that's
we can
true.
Tweet
get a good
and
jump start.
Yeah, build it up. Right. We're always, you know, always be closing, Ben. Marketing doesn't take a day.
I mean, who knows? Could
Especially
be
our
could be the
department.
Next Steven Strasburg. We'll get in on the ground floor.
You ain't kidding, dude. I'm in.
Valuable endorsement.
You don't have to
hands.
Sell me anymore.
All right. Gentlemen, I got four words for you. Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Yes, Bobby Bonilla Day, July 1st. He will collect, how much is it?
It is, let's see, Bobby Bonilla is 58 years old, and today he will collect a check, as he does every July 1st, for $1,193,248.20 from the Mets. He will get that until 2035, another 14 more years.
So genius, man. You think he gets it till he's 70?
Deferred salary. From his big deal.
We just signed a new 3-year deal here at Odyssey to work on 97.3 The Fan. Ben and I will get $17 every year on July 20th for the rest, till we're 72 years old. It's fantastic. The deferred thing, I love the idea. I think it was a great deal for the Mets then, and I think it's a great deal for Bobby Bonilla always. I thought that was always a really cool thing that he did. I never had a problem with that.
They certainly have worn it a little bit. You know, every year they have to go through the old, you're still paying Bobby Bonilla. But think about this. The Mets are a multi-billion-dollar baseball team.
Yes.
$1 million is a write-off. It's a PR expense. It's a drop in the bucket at this point. They're not going broke because they have to write Bobby Bonilla a check. And they were able to put together a pretty dang good team, pay other players as well because they were deferring Bobby Bonilla's salary back in the day. So not necessarily something to make fun of the Mets for.
No, and they've kind of leaned into it.
They are now.
Yeah, they're leaning into it now, which they should have been doing forever. It's a great move. I would do it today for security, right?
Now, well, they say, though, like, if you won, like, Powerball, and you get the choice of either
that's
the $500
though.
Million jackpot, you can take, like, right away, like, $200 million.
Right.
Or you can get the full $500 million, but it's spread out over 20 years.
Oh, man, I guess maybe.
They always say, take the lump sum immediately. Because if you do more with it, you invest it, you can make more in the long run if you have the money now as opposed to stretching it out. So Bobby Bonilla essentially it took the stretched out payments.
I think young Woods takes the lump sum. I think old Woods, older, wiser, slightly wiser Woods, might take the you know.
Well, if you don't trust yourself, take the spread out. Because you can't blow it all if you don't get it all right away.
Yeah, I trust myself more than I did with 25.
Well, then you should take the lump sum, then.
Okay, that makes sense.
And invest it. You know what to do with it now.
I don't.
Now, when you're
25,
you go, I don't know what I do with all this money. Spread it out.
No,
so.
I know exactly what I've done at 25.
Which means you shouldn't have it.
Would have gone to Columbia. Just moved there to live.
That money would have been gone real quick.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on.
Right to the dome.
Been updating you guys pretty much every day this week on the College World Series. It wrapped up yesterday. Mississippi State and Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, I think they were the favorites to repeat. And they got a win yesterday against Mississippi State. And the Bulldogs go on to win their first College World Series title. It was awesome.
Did you lose your shirt on this one again?
No, okay. Did not touch it. Did not touch that game.
I'm glad Mississippi State won.
I am too.
Because Vanderbilt kind of cheated. Not cheated, but they backed their way into the finals when the NC State went out with the COVID. So Mississippi State seems like a more legit chance.
Yeah, for them to get their asses handed to them.
And have to face Leiter and Rocker and still win that series.
Yeah.
Those guys are going 1-4 in the draft, I would imagine.
Rocker got lit up.
He got torched, man. And good for the Bulldogs. That's really, really cool.
Yep. Love the College World Series. Good for them. Especially, like we said, how Vanderbilt got in. It seemed a little
suspect.
A little weird. And so it's kind of one of those ball don't lie things. And finally, here's a headline. Ireland man found with cocaine between his, cheeks, told police.
His butt cheeks?
Yeah. Told police someone else must have put it there.
I can't do it.
Is this related to your move to Columbia?
No, this is not. I was trying to get my head ready to do the Irish accent, but I can't. I don't have it in me right now. It's a pretty poor excuse.
Yeah. So a judge called the explanation bizarre. That was put before him by a convicted drug offender that a bag containing cocaine was found between his buttocks and it had been put there by somebody else without his knowledge.
Yeah, my buddy likes to reach his hand on the back of my pants and he drops things there from time to time.
I had no idea.
I had no idea it was cocaine.
I didn't notice. Didn't feel anything.
You know, that's one of those times where you're like, you got me. What's my punishment? Right. Like, you're dead to rights.
I thought I had just had an accident. So this is great news.
I'm glad it's just cocaine. Holy cow.
He was charged. The 31-year-old guy appeared in court on charges of breaching previously imposed bail conditions of possession of drugs. And the man had been accused of fleeing from police in response to reports of unrest outside of a bar. They found him hiding inside of a toilet stall inside of the bar. And then...
Do you think that he pulled his feet up to make it look like no one was in there? Or how does that... Oh, guess no one's in here. I thought I saw him come in here, but I don't see any feet under the stall, so
I'm just going to go break down doors. I'm looking. I don't see any feet.
Stupid. So stupid.
Someone else must have put it there.
Yeah, it wasn't.
This has been day for not overly smart criminal enterprises.
I think I saw one, too, one time where a lady got busted with blow, and she said a bird dropped it in her car.
Yes,
I thought one of the greatest.
Did you have a convertible at least?
Yeah, it went into the sunroof. Oh man, this 8-ball just fell in my lap. It's raining cocaine from the skies. It must have been a bird that dropped it. I go, in my mind, if I'm the cop, I'm like, it's pretty clever. I'm going to do 30 days in rehab. You know what I mean? Oh, that's just amazing. Just incredible.
Yeah.
It's a Rindle report.
Nice job, Polly. Nice job. Looking ahead, we've got maybe a series finale for the Padres today against the Cincinnati Reds.
It's not looking great.
The Doppler, the radar, was pretty gnarly yesterday, but they did get the game in after a 40-minute delay to start the game, and then they got in the five innings just in time. I mean, if they had not been able to get the full five innings, you had to wipe that and start over again, but it worked out perfectly for the Padres. Did the comeback, the Trent Grisham grand slam in the fifth, get the double play right before as the skies open up after five innings, and then the Padres not only walk away with a 7-5 win, but they also don't have to pitch another, three and plus innings out of their bullpen to get that victory. So they both rest the bullpen other than the inning from Tim Hill in the fifth, and they get the victory, and now they get a chance to go for a season series sweep of the Cincinnati Reds with one more win, whether it's today or if they don't get this game in. I told you, I looked at the schedule. They're not going to be able to make it up before the All-Star break. The next time the two teams have kind of an off day in common, August 19th, the Padres will be wrapping up a series in Denver.
In Denver.
And then they could fly to Cincinnati where the Reds will be on an off day and then come home after that. Not ideal. They will love to get this one in today, I'm sure, so they don't have to do that in the second half of the season.
Yeah, a 4:10 start here, so it's not your traditional, you know, 1 o'clock, 10 a.m. here, getaway day or whatever. It's kind of confusing as to why that is. I'm not really sure.
I did hear Jesse, I think, said that they tend to get rain during the day more often, it clears up at night, so maybe they schedule these in the idea that they'll avoid some of the thunderstorms that pop up during the day, but... I don't know. Maybe it's a TV thing, as Paul suggested as well. Either way, it doesn't look great during the day, so it's just one of those things that we have to ride out a bit tonight.
Yeah.
Ryan Weathers is scheduled. Now, I don't think they called him up officially yet, so you'd imagine at some point before the game they'll call up Ryan Weathers because he's going to start and maybe send Miguel Diaz back down. He came up when Blake Snell was placed on the injured list due to illness yesterday. So roster move forthcoming. Before today's first pitch, if the game does get underway.
Right on, man. I really hope they can get it in. You want to see the guys continue to stay hot. Going to head into Philly after this. And, you know, Philly's one of those teams where it's like, you should beat those guys. But then again, I mean, you got Bryce Harper. You got some good pitching there in Philly as well. But this is kind of, you know, this is a pretty good test for the Padres before the break.
Padres are now 1-0 in the second half of the season. Not the All-Star break second half, but the actual mathematical second half of the season. We know what they did in the first half, 48-33.
Yeah.
What do you think they need to do in the second half to get to a division title, wild card? What record are we looking at? I want to talk about that. Coming up, we can take your phone calls as well, 833-288-0973. Like, if they just match it, that's a 96-win season, if they match what they did in the first half. Not bad, but does that win the division, in your opinion? 833-288-0973. We'll talk about it next. Right now, let's check traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Odyssey now has hundreds of exclusive music stations created for music fans by music fans. Download the free Odyssey app today. Woods trying to throw me under the bus on Twitter last night, telling everybody that I fell asleep during a meeting with our CEO once.
I'm
not saying it's untrue. It did actually happen.
I was dying last night at Twitter and your Twitter. I felt bad. I'm going to pull this up real quick. And you leaned into the bit, which I love when you do that.
I am a little awkward when listeners kind of come up and say hello. I try not to be unfriendly, but it probably does come off that way. And I apologize to anyone who has ever left an encounter with me feeling like, boy, that Ben's really standoffish and aloof. I'm not. I'm just kind of awkward, and it's not easy for me.
So a guy named David tweeted in. He says, this one time I was at Petco. I ran into Ben and told him what a great job he does on radio and TV. He just kept walking and ignored me. And I thought to myself, you know, that was my first impression of Ben, too, when I was at the old building across the street for our competition. And I walked past Ben and said hello, and he ignored me, too. Turns out it wasn't Ben. It was Carl DeMaio. And I called a friend and said, God, I just met that Ben Higgins. He's a real jerk. Arrogant. He's an arrogant SOB.
No, you weren't wrong. You just didn't. He still is. Yeah, I was, but not the reasons you thought.
But then I met Ben and thought to myself, he's like the sweetest angel ever. Ben, you're a godsend.
I am, and I'm not. I will admit, I'm not the best at interacting with people sometimes.
Now,
I do try to give that nod, though. Like, yeah, thanks. Yeah, nod. Like, but I probably don't stop for a long conversation. Now, I might have been on the way somewhere important.
You might have been asleep.
That's true, too.
While you're walking, you are the walking dead.
I sneak in naps better than anyone. I've learned how to nap at the drop of a hat.
I would venture to say that you've fallen asleep making love before. I really would bet a significant amount of money on that.
You'd probably win.
Carnal relations.
Wow.
Late in the day, usually, after sometimes some long days.
Then just
meetings with the CEO, 18th hole of the golf course. We've seen it all. That's just in the last, few weeks.
That's in like the last 3 days. You fell asleep in here yesterday or Monday.
That was during a break.
Yes.
That's when you're supposed to sleep.
Golf course and the golf course.
Remember when
incredible.
We're at spring training last year and we're at a stoplight? We're like, Ben, it's green light. Ben!
He was asleep.
Asleep at the wheel.
It was red.
Carlos says, I've met Ben 3 times. Once I sat next to him at the Regal Seagull for about an hour, and every time it's like he's never met me. That's happened to me. That's the most uncomfortable, too. Hey, how you doing? I'm Woodsy. Yeah, I know. We've met. I'm so sorry. How are you, man? Good to see you. Like, if you introduce yourself, just give me your Twitter handle, because that's how I'm going to know you for the most part. I have way more friends in Twitter than I do in real life, that's for sure.
So,
you're a good egg.
Thanks.
And you don't need to worry about anything. Thanks. And I have your back on that.
So, okay? let me ask you both this question. Padres went 48-33 over their first 81 games. They're now 1-0 in the second half of the season. If they duplicate what they did in the first half.
That would be.
You can do this.
96 wins.
And 66
losses. 66 losses. 96 and 66.
It would be too short of the franchise record for victories in the season, 98. But what do you think that gets the Padres? Winning the division, first wild card, second wild card. I'm assuming 96 is going to be enough to make the playoffs, I would hope. But where does it land you if you end up at 96 wins, Woods?
I got no idea. I just do know that...
You got some idea.
I really don't.
I mean,
because
48 wins in the first half of the season was good for third place in the NL West.
But you had a team like the Giants playing out of the stratosphere. You don't anticipate of expectations.
They won like 50 games in the first half.
Yeah,
anticipate them.
I do. I still
backing
do.
Backing down to earth. They win 40 games in the second half or 43 games in the second half. You might pass the Giants in that, second half of the season.
I do. I do feel that. That they are going to come back down to earth. I really do. And their schedule gets much more difficult in the second half. Much more.
So if the Padres match their 48 wins, you think they at least pass the Giants in the second half. Now, do they pass the Dodgers as well? Can 96 wins take this division at the end of the season? Or are they going to need an even bigger second half, like a 52-29 second half to get to 100 wins.
Well,
is that even going to be enough?
The way that they've played the Dodgers this year gives me great hope. And knowing that, again, we've had our full complement of players playing together for two games or whatever it is, something absurd, right? The guys that you expected 1 through 8 to be in there. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but I do feel like, Benny, the question that you should be asking me is, do I think this team can win the division? I 1,000% feel like this is not a wild card team. I feel like this is a team that can absolutely win the West. No question about it. Zero. What, do they need a little help? Yeah, they
then
do.
What derail if they don't win?
Injury.
What derails? Injury?
Injuries.
Starting pitching?
Injuries. I mean, injuries to the, you know, get guys.
I mean, Dinelson Lumet's already on the injured list.
Blake
Snell is on the injured list right now. Yeah, I know it's just
Snell's
an illness.
Be back.
But.
They will need to go out and acquire, I would say, probably one starting pitcher, a bullpen arm, and maybe upgrade the bench. And if that's the case, if they do that, they've got the guns to win the West.
Paulie, what about you? 96 wins. What does that get the Padres in your mind?
I think that gets us first place in the NL West.
First, that wins the division. So just match the first half. You'll eventually pass both the Dodgers and the Giants.
I've gone this long thinking the Giants are going to fall off at some point.
I still believe that. But I hate it, but it's a fact of what we do for a living.
I mean, 96 wins takes a lot of divisions over the years. Yeah. In baseball.
But you did bring it up when we were talking about Trevor Bauer. I mean, losing him out of their rotation, if that's what happens, and by all accounts that's what should happen, that's going to hurt their chances. You know, and again, you've played them extremely, extremely tough. You just swept them. You have no fear of them. You can beat those guys. So I do think that this is they can go out and win this division. And I'm not gonna say it's gonna be easy. It's not. It's going to be very, very challenging. But my God, does anybody feel like, other than a couple of weeks stretch, that this team is fired on all cylinders? They win games that they typically lost before. They win a bunch of.
We've
those.
Seen
last
with,
night was
with seven
example.
Of their eight anticipated regulars over the past. Oh, I don't know, in a week and a half, they played awfully well.
Yeah, scoring runs
with all those guys in there right now.
100%, man.
I'd like to hear what Eno Saris has to say about this idea of what it's going to take to win the NL West. He's in town for a little meetup with some of his readers. He's going to join us when we come back on Ben and Woods. Stick around. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
One and two. Here's the pitch to Grisham, and a breaking ball hit in the air, deep to right field. This one is gonna go! A grand slam for Trent Grisham, and the Padres go in front 7-5.
We're getting closer to all of the Padres being hot. Trent Grisham is now coming around. Obviously, Tatis, Pham on fire. Will Myers is looking like he's starting
to... He murdered that ball last night.
Yeah.
That was vintage Will Myers.
Missile into the second deck and left.
By the way, I'd like to apologize formally to Will Myers. We went the entire show yesterday. We brought up his catch at a break. We were talking about how great his catch was.
We
didn't even say it on the air. His, like, 1% probability.
Made another really great one
catch
last night.
Yeah.
Made another fantastic catch out in right field last night.
I tweeted the other night. I was like, was that the best catch of his career?
That was an unbelievable catch. He's now getting that Will. We're getting that a little bit of that swag.
Really? Manny's kind of, he was locked in for a while.
He's still barreling balls.
He's close. It's just Hosmer now. He took the day off yesterday.
He took the day off.
Yeah.
Hey, Skip,
I took a breather today. Just get him going.
Yeah.
Get Nola back and woo.
And Nola's close.
Yeah. This hour, Bennett Woods, brought to you by Cal Hope. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources. As life returns to normal, our worries have not disappeared but evolved. Cal Hope offers free COVID-19 emotional support. Call 1-833-317-4673 or live chat at calhope.org today. And life returning to normal means doing some normal things like meetups with readers. Eno Saris in town to do that. We'll talk with Eno right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. So Woodsy told us he was going to be in town in early July and scheduling a meetup with readers. And we said, well, we'll have to get you back on. And here he is joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline, one of our favorite baseball writers, Eno Saris. Eno, welcome to America's finest city.
It's good to be here, isn't it?
Yeah, I love this place. ever since things opened up, I've been to two breweries before, Cellar Maker in San Francisco, Highland Park a couple nights ago in L.A., and tonight it's North Park Brewing. Will be the third brewery I visit after everything opened up.
So everyone thinks coming to San Diego because, it's warm, you're going to San Diego. Ah, but sometimes it's cooler in San Diego and the rest of the country is just scorching right now, but we've been nice and comfortable here, you know?
It's like always perfect.
It is. I mean, my brother was in town. He goes, so, like, what's the worst month here? I go, can't really think of one, to be honest with you. I mean, it's all...
Actually, my wife hates May just because May we gray. Get a lot of clouds.
But this May, I felt like, was pretty nice.
It was okay.
Yeah, it was all right. It's good to have you on. It's good to have you in town. This is something that since all of the... And I know you follow these numbers, you know, like crazy, but... It's funny because I got a text last night, right? Joe Musgrove served up the bomb to Castellanos in the first. Was, you know, not his normal sharp self that he's been. And our immediate reaction is, oh, no. He's off the sticky stuff, and this is what it's going to be. Pitchers are now no longer allowed to just have a clunker. You know, it's a humid night. You take a slick baseball anyway, and you may get a little wild. Who knows? But is that what you're hearing a lot of is now pitchers are coming back down to earth because no more sticky stuff? And are the numbers bearing that out?
You know, I think I'm actually sort of more surprised that there hasn't been a bigger change in baseball. If you look across baseball, it's definitely true that people are quitting the sticky stuff. I've got something like 20% of the league has quit the harder stuff, like the spider tack level stuff. And I would guess about 50 to 60% of the league at least quit, you know, sunscreen and rosin type stuff. So either our estimates weren't that far off about how much people were doing, or there's still a few cheaters out there and most of them all quit. That's all true. However, strikeout rate has gone down not even a whole percent. And homers are up a little bit, but homers always peak in August anyway because of the weather.
Yep.
So it's kind of hard. The biggest thing that I've seen, actually, is the walk rate has gone from 8% to 9%, 9.5%. So, in fact, I'm wondering if, in the end, maybe pitchers were right and it was mostly about control.
Plus, we already saw a no-hitter and a near no-hitter at Coors Field since they started enforcing the sticky stuff ban. So it hasn't been that dramatic. Now, yesterday there was an insane amount of runs scored, you know, but it's small sample size. It's just a day and part of, I mean, it's only been like a week and a half. It might be too soon to even tell anything.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's, you know, you can tell in a week about spin rates, but you can't really tell in a week because spin rates and movement on pitches, like, yeah, fastballs are riding about an inch less. So you can tell that sort of stuff in a short sample because it's every pitch. You know what I mean? It's like you're looking at the movement of every pitch, and so you get a lot of sample quickly. But if you're talking about strikeout rates, that's not every pitch. That's every fifth pitch or something. And if you're talking about homers, that's every 20th or 30th pitch. So each time you're trying to look at, you know, on-field results like that, you start to lose samples. So I think by the end of the season or maybe another month, we might be able to say, okay, sticky stuff sort of gave us a couple ticks of strikeout rate and up the homer rate a little bit. And it will have an effect, but I'm a little surprised it's not bigger.
We are talking to the great Eno Saris here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Eno, do you think it's going to affect the trade deadline? And do you think people will, I think we all know that teams will use this information, maybe this misinformation, to try to drive the price down? I would. I'd be like, hey, I'll take this guy off your hands. He's probably not as good as he was when he was loading up a spider tack, but, you know, we could use an arm. You could use a prospect. Do you foresee it affecting the trade deadline that much?
Yeah, I mean, Farhan Zaidi was asked about that on the radio up in San Francisco, and he laughed sort of like, of course, laughed, you know? You know, I mean, there's going to be GMs saying, well, your guy's down 300 RPM, so, you know, we have to think about him as a different player than we did like a month ago. And it'll be tough, man. And part of it will be, you know, on the nerds to model this guy out and say, okay, you know, we think that he's actually worth this much, you know, after taking the spin out. Because spin is valuable. Spin turns into movement. Spin, you know, it's very valuable. It turns into movement on curveballs and fastballs. It really kills four-seam fastballs. So one thing I would think is that any sort of power sinker type, and that's the one thing that's going to help the Dodgers. The Dodgers got hurt overall as a staff more than anybody by this. Their spin rates went down more than anybody since the crackdown. But a lot of that's in the starting rotation. The one thing that will help them is they have a guy like Blake Treinen in the bullpen. You know, his spin rate doesn't matter as much in the same way because he's not trying to get right out of his four-seam. He's got that super sinker. So, you know, if there are super sinker guys out there, you know, available on the trade deadline, they may be coveted.
You know, we were just having a discussion about the NL West race in the second half of the season, and there was kind of a consensus in this room, at least, that we think the Giants are going to fall back to earth a little bit. You just were writing about the Giants, though, and I think the reason we believe that is a Buster Posey and Brandon Crawford, they just can't maintain this level of play. They're veterans who had already started declining. This was kind of an anomalous first half of the season, but what did you find out about the Giants and their coaching staff with these veterans that they're squeezing a little more out of these guys than we would have thought?
Yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about Trent Grisham, or I was listening to the highlight for Trent Grisham on the way in here. And one of the things that makes Trent Grisham so great is his eye at the plate. He's almost Joey Votto-like when it comes to not swinging at balls. And the one thing that they've done in San Francisco is that they've coached all their guys. Basically, all those four or five veterans are having showing the best eye at the plate they have in their whole career, which is kind of amazing. But I think it has to do with them having the largest coaching staff in baseball, getting information to their players in the way that the players want it, and getting the most out of them. So I think the Giants may fall back to earth, but I think the way it's going to happen is the way it happened with Brandon Belt. These are older guys. They're more likely to get injured. You know, Evan Longoria got injured. They'll be good when they're in, and so it'll be on the Giants to either acquire or promote some of their young talent when the older guys get hurt. you know, their young talent is getting better. So one of these years, they're going to promote a young guy. He's going to take off, and the Giants will hold serve. But I think it's actually turning into a three-team race every year is how I see it. So, you know, I don't see the Giants, like, sort of fully going away. But I also don't see them winning the division.
Staying in the NL West, Eno, wanted to ask you, obviously, it's a hard conversation, one that we've had to have the last couple of days, but an important one. Wanted to ask you about the Trevor Bauer situation. Now, Major League Baseball, kind of independent of, you know, they can suspend somebody, they can totally do what they want to do, regardless if there's a police report filed, an arrest made. Do you foresee a suspension coming for Trevor Bauer, based on your experience?
Yeah. I mean, baseball's gotten pretty serious about violence in these situations recently. Think about the long suspensions for Domingo Germán and Aroldis Chapman. Not exactly the same situation,
right.
but similar. So I think if 100% something's coming from MLB, I think the most interesting thing is what the Dodgers will do in the meantime. I don't know if there's any sort of idea of sort of time served. If the Dodgers suspend him first and then, you know, MLB comes out and says, you know, we're going to suspend him, is that just go on top of it?
So, right.
You can't let him pitch Saturday, right? I think the Dodgers have to do something too. Yeah, so I anticipate the Dodgers will suspend him, and I anticipate that MLB will suspend him. But this is a little bit trickier because there was some consent involved. But I don't really want to parse all that and predict them in this case. So, you know, it's probably going to turn out pretty poorly.
Not to be crass, but if the Dodgers do not have the services of Trevor Bauer for a while, how does that impact what really is has been one of the deeper pitching staffs in baseball now for years? But even the Dodgers have a limit as to how much they can, you know, sustain in terms of losses to their rotation.
Yeah, I think losing Dustin May was a big deal.
Yeah, huge.
And you know, this he would have been someone that could have stepped up here. And then you've got Tony Gonsolin, who, you know, is probably now pushed into the starting rotation fully. You know, he has some interesting stuff, and he's had some good results in his short career, but he also has really poor command, and he kind of got exposed for that in the postseason last year. So, things are between the sort of sticky stuff ban and this. Things don't look as good for the Dodgers. In fact, if only two teams come out of the West, it's not impossible to see it not being the Dodgers.
So North Park Beer Company tonight, again, what's the time and what can people expect if they show up? What's the conversation going to be like?
We're starting things up, so I'm just trying to get my footing. This one's casual. It's just me. I get together a whole bunch of writers. This time it's just me, just there at 7, just having some beers, willing to talk to anybody about baseball. And usually it's fun, you know, get some off the record type stories and some stuff that I, you know, can't write or say.
Now you said usually it's fun. Has there been a time when it wasn't fun?
No, there's more writers. It's always fun.
Okay, good. All right. I was nervous. If you're one of our listeners and you go see Eno, you'd be very nice to Eno. Buy him a beer, all right?
No one's punched me at one of these things yet. So.
All right, good, good. We don't want any of that. Too much of that going around.
Well, Eno,
only happens on Twitter, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Eno, great to have you in town. Always great talking baseball with you, man. Really appreciate it, as always.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks,
buddy. Eno Saris with us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Could be another long day for the Padres and their fans, because even though there is a scheduled 4:10 start in the series finale against the Cincinnati Reds at Great American Ballpark, the weather forecast is dubious at best. And this is something that could follow them this weekend as well as they go to Philadelphia. They get a lot of outdoor East Coast thunderstormy locations here on this road trip, and then their next road trip coming out of the All-Star break, where they go to, I believe, Washington, D.C., and Atlanta, also outdoor, non-covered ballparks. And then they go to Miami, which actually does have a roof. But for the most part, Padres are going to be dealing with the most weather of the season on these two road trips right now.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of travel, too. You know, it's just, you want them to get through this unscathed.
You do have the All-Star break,
yes.
You know, coming up to, you know, reset a little bit between these long trips. But these are the two longest in terms of, you know, flight distance trips for the Padres this season.
Yeah, exactly. I, you know, just come through it unscathed, you know, and play a lot better. You have so far. So play a lot better on the road. Come home in one piece. You know, lick your wounds. Have the All-Star break and let's get after it.
I wonder how Ryan Weathers, if he does end up taking the mound tonight, scheduled start, getting it promoted back from AAA, wonder how he responds after the, I don't want to call it a demotion. I mean, it is literally a demotion when you go from the big league
correct
to AAA.
Yes.
I don't think the Padres were wanting to characterize it necessarily. When you get demoted, usually it's because you did something wrong. And I don't think Ryan Weathers, anyone would say, oh, yeah, he was terrible. He did something wrong. He needed more seasoning.
No, not in baseball with the, you know, the ability to control a guy's life and, you know, oh, you have six options that we can burn at any time. I mean, it's, you know, it's the nature of the business. But I mean, dude, he's a kid with the red ass. Everybody knows that about him. I'm sure he's going to come out hair on fire, right? Like, don't you think? Like, he's already proven he can pitch at this level. There's no doubt about
it. And he's already proven that big moments don't really faze him.
Yeah.
I mean, he made his debut in the postseason last year. Feel like this is a good spot for him to come out. And, you know, Padres going for a season series sweep of the Reds today, and he's been down for two brief starts at AAA. Hey, I want to show everybody. You don't need to send me back down. I'm going to be up here, and I want to be up here for good. So I'm going to come out and probably want to shove and show good things today.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can't say
not
it
that
enough.
Any pitcher ever wants to.
You know,
today
I want to take it easy.
I want to give up like three runs today. I mean, I don't want to give up like 10, but three would be fine. No, I mean, I know everyone wants to have a great day.
No,
every
it's
day.
It's a different mentality though, for sure. It's a different mentality when you're coming back up to a team that you feel like you probably shouldn't have been sent down from, right? So I hope to get this game in, man. We got to get this game in. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Patience.
From what I can see, they're going to have, yeah, about 2 to 3 hours of kind of cleared up skies.
So you got like an inning and a half then, based on the
Ryan Weathers does work quickly.
He does.
It's not like you Darvish is on the mound.
That's
you wouldn't
true.
Get that game in at all. All right, it's before we go, time for our Grand Slam giveaway code word. This hour's code word is shadow. Only the shadow knows. Text shadow to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in to 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. A more early Tony and Chris today at noon in coach's time slot leading up to a 3:10 pregame show. Whether or not we have baseball, don't know at this point. We will be back tomorrow for a Friday Ben and Woods. For Paulie, for Woodsy, I'm Ben. Thanks for joining us on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.